Tim Patrick, the head wrestling coach for the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders, joining us here as we take a look back at the 2020-2021 season. And, Coach, I know it ended really disappointing with a couple of guys, really wanting to make it back down to the state wrestling tournament this year, and they fell just a little bit short. But even with the lack of numbers you guys had, the success that you guys had at the tournament you were in, at the duels you were in, there was a lot of times that, you weren't going to win the duel because you didn't have enough numbers, but you won more matches than you lost in all of those, and that really jumped out to me as I was kind of following you guys this year.
Yeah, like I said, they're very competitive. You know, whatever we ask them to do, they'll do it. I mean, they train hard and work hard, and you can't ask for much more than as a coach. So,
what stood out for you a little bit about this year? Were there moments where you kind of sat back at a tournament or a meet and kind of went, that's exactly what I was looking for?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the two leaders, you know, Kale and Aaron, you know, they pushed those wrestlers in the wrestling room. And, I mean, you know, once they got on a roll, everybody was ready to wrestle, so, which was fun to see. So,
any specific duel or tournament kind of stand out to you guys this year? I know it's, like I said, you're never going to finish real high in the team standings on a weekend tournament just because you only have a lot of times four wrestlers going for you, so it's hard to do that. But were there days that, or even a duel meet where it just kind of jumped off at you a little bit?
You know, our home tournament was probably one of our better showings. I mean, all four kids that we had there were in the finals, which is pretty amazing. So another one was up at Ridgeview. We wrestled really well up there. I think we actually won a duel up there in Ridgeview with another team. I can't remember the name of the school, but they had the same amount of kids we did, and we ended up winning all the matches against them. So we actually won a duel with four or five kids at that time. So,
what's the mentality of the guys going in a lot of nights due to that, you know, lack of overall numbers?
They know when we step on the mat that we can't win, but we just try telling them, you know what, it's not about winning all the time. It's about us winning our matches compared to, you know, against our opponent. I mean, we got to have matches to get to where we want to be. So,
how did you see each of the guys kind of grow this year, and what areas did you feel like everybody got better?
On our feet especially. We were really good on our feet. I know Kale and Aaron and Toby, you know, those guys are really good on their feet. I can't express enough of, you know, that's up in terms of a match, you can get the first takedown. So,
you mentioned Toby, just a freshman, young guy coming into the program. I got a chance to chat with him briefly down there at your guys' tournament this year. Let's talk a little bit about him. What did you see from him this year?
Well, he hasn't wrestled very long, and he goes after. I mean, he's going to be fun to watch. I think he's going to be really good on his feet. He likes the fire and carry Kelly series. I think that he's going to be one that's going to have to step up for us next year. You know, we lose Kale and Aaron and Josh. So, I mean, he's going to be probably our leader next year. So, hopefully that he does what he did this year, and he's going to be – I could see him going really far next year. So,
Do you think it's something that he grew to love this year as the season went on?
Yes, absolutely. He really enjoyed it. He told me, he got beat quite a few times, but he come off of that with a smile, and I said, just wait. This takes time. And he knows, so, which is a good thing. So,
let's talk about that senior group. Three guys are, you know, and two of them had outstanding years in Kel Pivastorf and Aaron McAllister. Rarely were they on the wrong side of a meet this year or a match. And then Joshua Ramirez, a guy that played basketball and wrestled for you at the same time, really a terrific year and made a nice run in the postseason. So let's start off with Aaron. What did you see from Aaron?
He's just an athlete. I mean, you can see the determination in his eyes. He got a taste of the state tournament last year, and he wanted to get back there so bad. He's all-around good athlete, and anywhere we asked him to do, he'd do it for us. I mean, he's just a leader.
And Kale Pivastorf got himself ranked. Both guys did, you know, as the season went on, and Kale just kind of kept climbing those rankings in IA wrestle as the season went on. Where did he get better this year from last year?
Also on his feet. He's really, you know, John Myers and him worked quite a bit together. Now he worked with Aaron quite a bit. But I tell you, he got really good on his feet towards the end there. And he was tough to take down and knew his position quite well.
And both of those guys.
He's another leader, you know. So,
Yeah. And I was going to say, both of those guys probably really disappointed with how the season kind of closed out for them, I imagine.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we talked on the way home after Dishers. It just, we beat those kids before. It's just one of those deals. It wasn't our day that Saturday. You know, I hopefully, and I don't, they've learned from it already. I mean, it's not always about winning either, you know. Got to take it with stride, too. So.
Absolutely. And Josh Ramirez, what a story he was for you guys this season.
Yes, my goodness. He, you know, like I said, he plays basketball and wrestled with us. You know, we didn't get him only one day a week after Christmas on a Wednesday to work out with him, and he ended up being a district qualifier. You can't ask for much more than that as a first-year wrestler.
Any other kids, Coach, that maybe helped you guys out throughout the season or fought through injuries or, you know, maybe didn't get to wrestle all the time but were a part of this team?
Absolutely. Rex Doty, you know, he's our JV 220-pounder. But, you know, we were up at Ridgeview, and that's probably one of the most matches that stand out. He's never won a match in his life. He ended up wrestling the JV kid up there in a dual meet, and he ended up winning. That was pretty amazing. He come off, and we all were cheering for him. It was probably the loudest the crowd has been in a dual meet with this pandemic going on. So we're very happy for him. He'll be a senior next year. So,
Coach, what are you looking at in the future for this program?
We're getting there. I know we'll have 3 8th graders coming in next year, and there's 11 7th graders. So it's building. We're getting there. It's going to take a little bit more time, but I think we'll also get a couple that quit on us last year to come back out, hopefully, you know, as in Preston McAllister and Jacob Estrada, hopefully, you know. Those were two big ones that we kind of lost last year, but hopefully they come back and try it again. So
what will you guys do for the off season to try and kind of continue to grow this program?
Oh, hopefully we can get some camps in and also, you know, try getting the open room going back again. We couldn't do it much last year with the pandemic going on, but hopefully this year things clear up and we can get back in there and start drilling and doing some things to improve.
Well, Tim, I tell you what, I appreciate everything throughout the season. I appreciate you giving us some time here today. I really like what I'm seeing and hearing about all the young kids getting involved in wrestling again at Coon Rapids Baird, and looking forward to seeing what this program will be in the next few years.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you guys doing what you guys do for us, too. That really means a lot to us. So.
You bet. Head Coach Tim Patrick again with the Coon Rapids Baird Wrestling Program.